With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus. I'm Cliff.
I am Brett.
Oh, nice. You copied the inflection.
I copied off you. Yeah. I mirrored you. I think that's what the techie people say.
You mirrored us. That was it. Well, nice to see you, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Yes, I'm fine. I tell you what, I can't complain.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Where have you been working?
Well, I could.
The streets of South Shields?
Yeah, the main streets. Yes, I've been around the main streets as ever. So, you know, just in the hood and that, with me homies.
Sorry, you said that while I took a drink. I just want to say, it's blowing a hooly. Is that what they say?
Before we came on, you said, Brett, it's freezing. It's freezing here. I'm really cold. And I made you check to see how cold it was. 15 degrees.
I made that colder than it actually is. But what you're not taking into account, Brett, is the wind chill factor.
Yeah, Clifford, you're a man from the Northeast. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Look, I've shown you the pictures of things blowing over. They've been blown over and I've left them there for the very purpose.
Just because things are blown over. I've been in the sea in December, right? Roca. So there you go. More fool you. On a drunken night out.
Not even for the Boxing Day.
No, I was at the Roca Hotel for a wedding do.
Yeah.
And I was pretty well oiled, and I just said to this lad, do you fancy getting in the sea in that? And he went, yeah, aye. So we just ran in the sea.
Was he expecting you to take all your clothes off?
Yeah, I'm not too sure if he was. I'll have to ask him, to be perfectly honest. Pleasantly surprised. Let's say pleasantly surprised.
Well, I thought we're just running in my jeans and that, but now you're
in my jeans. You can't go in your jeans.
What?
You kind of got on your jeans. Jellyfish love the jeans. You know that?
In the water in your jeans. What a terrible idea that is.
How did we get back into the Roca Hotel in sodden clothes?
I didn't know you went back.
I was full of, yeah, I went back, are you? Small ball I was on.
Oh, dear.
How did I get back for small ball?
Going underground.
That's him, yeah.
Sounds like the Chipmunks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've seen Smallville, so I know what you mean. Anyway, the point was, and
he's quite good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. What I was going to say is, it's windy, I'm cold, whatever you think of cold, I don't care. So my point was, I don't want to hang around. All right.
Fair enough. Could have just said that, like, you know what I mean?
So what you been up to other than work and that?
Just a bit of work and that. I watched a couple of films. I watched Rio Bravo. Have you ever seen that fellow? Old Western? Howard Holmes thing? Uh-huh. You haven't seen it?
John Holmes.
John Holmes. He's the porn star.
That's what I thought you said.
He's that man with the massive dick.
Apparently,
I've seen it with my flesh eyes.
Oh, in the flesh eyes? One on one?
Well, on the telly. On the telly. So yeah, I watched that. It was good. In fact, while I was watching it, I thought this is a bit slow and a bit long because it's 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
But now I can't stop thinking about it because Dean Martin's in it, and he's absolutely class in it.
I like out with one of those. What's the right word? Procession's not the right word, is it?
Nah.
With all the horses that. They go in a row.
Well, you know what I mean? It begins with a C, doesn't it? Caravan.
A caravan, yeah. I love it. I love those westerns with the caravans. That's what I meant.
That's what they're called, a caravan of horses, aren't they? When you go off to places, it's a caravan.
Is it? Okay, is that where the term for the living quarters comes from?
I believe so. I believe so.
It must be, wasn't it? But, well, I didn't know. Yeah, well, yes, I think that's a good film. I like those. Old Westerns, not all of them are great because a lot of them are derivative and just like...
Well, I haven't seen a lot of them. But Dean Martin's good. Mm-hmm. And he has a duet with Ricky Nelson in it as well because Ricky Nelson's in it.
What can you not like about that?
Exactly. It's a really good one as well.
What else did you watch? You watched that?
I watched Dragged Across the Concrete. Is that what it's called with Melanie Gibson? That was good. Butchered, I like that.
Isn't he, Melanie, in this one?
Melanie is quite butch. It's not like him because he's normally quite effeminate, isn't he?
Has he got a grizzly beard in this one?
He's got a tash. He's got a tash in this one. And he's got grey hair, obviously. And he basically plays himself.
This is how we're talking about films. He's got the lead.
The man in it
has got grey hair.
The man in it, who's called Melanie Gibson, he has got grey hair, yes. And then the film ended. That was it.
Did he drive a car?
He did drive a car, yes. He followed some people in this car as well.
Okay, what kind of car was
it? What colour was it? What colour was the car? What colour was the car like? It was a silver Datsun.
You messaged me about this saying, oh, it's the same guy as the bone saw, taxaw, whatever the fuck it's called.
Bone tomahawk.
I don't ever fancy watching any of this fella's films.
Well,
whoever
I'm
going to
make
is,
you watch it.
They're
I'm
always
make you watch
like,
bone tomahawk.
I've got the impression that it's people like sawing through arms and stuff like that.
It really isn't like that. It's not like that at all. It's not like Bone Tomahawk is an amazing film. And there's one bit where it goes.
But it seems all brutal for the sake of it.
It's not like that at all. It's not like that at all.
Well, why is this man not being given a James Bond or something like that then?
Well, is that some kind of an award that you get given? If you make some decent film?
Or a Star Wars.
Where's me James Bond? Like, is it like the new blue Peter Patch? Is that where it is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't
He's
know.
Good.
Well, have I been watching?
I didn't ask.
Well, I'm telling you, I've asked myself because you didn't ask. What have I been watching? I'll tell you, Brett.
Cliff, what have you been watching?
I've been watching this Boba Fett thing.
Oh, have you? I haven't watched that yet.
No, well, don't bother because it's fucking shit.
Is it?
Boring as fuck.
Oh, that's no.
Why do people like Boba Fett?
Because he looks cool.
Yeah.
Or at least he does in Empire Strikes Back, doesn't he? And then the kind of off him in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
quite
he looks
quickly.
Cool. You don't know anything about him. They just talk about him. They say how hard he is, how ruthless he is and stuff like that. Well, it turns out he's none of those things, Brett. He's just an old man and he's not very hard and he's a bit shit at his job. So what the fuck is the point of that? They've ruined Boba Fett forevermore.
Yeah.
Because there's fucking, everybody's got to have a fucking origin story, and it's stupid.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That people like them because there was a mystique about them.
Yeah, well, there's no mystique now. Obviously, he's just an old man.
Well, I haven't watched. Yeah. Just an old man. Well, this just is an old South African man, is he? Is he from South Africa?
I think he's native Australian,
New Zealand?
Oh, New Zealand, yeah, I think.
Somewhat like that,
This is basically the story after he manages to fight his way out of the Sarlacc pit.
Oh, yes, all right. Oh, okay, I get that.
It's just boring. Like, he's not cool anymore. The mystique is shattered after about 5 seconds. It's like,
that's not
all
good.
Of those reasons that people like him. So I've stopped watching it. I watched 2.5 episodes and it can fuck off.
Well, that's no good. Hey, I'll tell you what else I watched with the Bairncliff. I watched The Ghostbusters and I thoroughly enjoyed it. The ending was fantastic. Yes.
The original one or the new one?
The new one.
That we were talking about, yeah?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
I had a bit of a tear in my eye at the
end. Yeah, exactly. Me too.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for anybody because it's the best bit of the film.
Yeah, you can't really sell it.
No, you kind of see. Oh, the lad at work, I was saying that he's going to watch it on Sunday. He says, oh, is it any good? I went, well, the end's class. And I enjoyed the whole film.
I thought it was just brilliant.
Yeah. But you can't really talk about it. So I don't know why I brought it up. I didn't know why we keep talking about it.
That's twice we've talked about it and not been able
we're
to
not
talk
kind
about
of talking about it exactly.
And I've started watching this Netflix Archive 81. Have you seen that? Heard of it?
Archive 81. No.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think it's I think you'd like it. It's a spooky horror type thing. It's a fella. I mean, it's all full of stupid bits where you go, well, why the fuck would you do that?
Yes.
It's a fella whose job is to digitize old VHS tapes.
Right. So I mean, that's the job that we'd all like.
I mean, yes. It? I imagine that would be a perfect job for Yeti.
Imagine the porn that man sent.
Well.
he sent the abundance of porn.
See my previous comment. No, it's not that. It's any old, here's my fourth birthday party on a tape, whatever. Can you make it into MP4 for us? Like,
I've got me and you as 16-year-olds.
Yeah, that's who you would give them that.
On a video tape. Yeah, I've still got it.
So you would give him that.
Can I have his address?
It's the spooky house in the middle of the forest.
Yes.
Where there's no Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably he probably won't hear you because he's in a soundproof basement where he's digitizing these spooky tapes.
what's the postcode?
I think it's TX127.
Texas. I'm not sending things to Texas.
NJ. I think it's an NJ.
NJ? What's an NJ?
I was trying to say New Jersey, but I don't know. he's watching these tapes. It would be like he took our old tape out of a video and we went, oh, can you put that on a memory stick for us, please, brother?
Uh-huh.
I said, brother, he is a black guy. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that in a racist way.
That's all right, man.
Can you put this on an MP3 stick for us, please? And while he was watching it, something fucking really weird happened in the background. And what he saw was also something to do with his dad's death.
Do you know what? I might have reservations about sending this fella now. Because after 2 hours of us, I'm sure I have an hour of just the 10-minute free view. I've recorded.
I'm sure I did.
I'm sure I have. That would also be nice to have, wouldn't it? Nice to look back on. the 10 minutes.
I mean, you could compare and contrast how you fared 25 years ago, whatever the fuck it was now.
Uh-huh. Hey, that 10 minute preview on the fantasy channel. That was wonderful,
preview,
wasn't it?
Like,
why would you pay? Exactly. Why would you pay for the whole thing? You've got it served up to you in a lovely 10 minute bite sized clip. That's all I need. That's all I needed. Apart from the fact I recorded for an hour. Like, you know, every night.
But well, yeah. Go. So anyway, it's quite good. It's pretty spooky. It's all right. There's some guys that I think are quite good. There's some people that I'm not so sure.
Does anybody drive a car in it, Cliff?
Yes.
What colour is this car?
It's not car's not a big part of it, to be honest. Brett, you know, I don't know much about cars, so I can't tell you.
Oh, that's a shame.
Has
he got grey hair, the man?
Dark hair.
Oh.
Anyway, that's not what we're talking about this week, is it?
Can
we talk about the thing that we're meant to be talking about?
Yes, this is your pick, this.
It is my pick, so shall I introduce it, Nat?
Go on, you can.
Right, so this week we're talking about a TV show that was on ITV, CITV, when we were kids. It's called Round the Bend, and it first came on in 1989. And it's like a magazine show, like a Saturday morning kid show or whatever. But it's presented by a puppet crocodile in a sewer. And it's a little bit like, well, it's the puppets are done by spit and image people. Mm-hmm. The voices are done by comedians and people who do spit and image voices and stuff. And the humour is a bit like, I would say, Viz for kids.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. It's definitely remind me of the Viz.
Do you remember this?
A very silly version. When you originally suggested it, I saw the picture of it and I thought, I kind of remember that. But then when I put it on, it all came sort of flooding back after that when I started watching it. So, yes, I definitely would have watched it as a kid, but I would have been wrestling at the time, which was the great debate in my mind as a kid. Do I watch BBC One or do I watch ITV? Do you know what I mean? It was one of them things, but I definitely would have watched it. I definitely would have watched it for sure.
What do you mean? Would you watch BBC One?
Well, like, because when you got on from school, do you know what I mean? You had a choice to make. Do I watch BBC One or do I watch ITV, didn't you?
You could turn it
over. You could turn it over. Of course you could. But
not as easily as now, granted.
You would quite possibly miss the raccoons if you watched this.
Nah, the raccoons was a weekend morning kind of thing, wasn't it?
No, the raccoons was on. The raccoons was on.
Anyway, I'd miss
the
raccoons,
well.
Bullshit.
Would you miss the raccoons for this?
It's crap.
Well, there you go. But it's not crap. The raccoons is not crap. Cyril Sneer, he's the most evil man in the universe.
Well,
I love this.
I'm
not
love
sure
this.
He's a raccoon.
He's not, is he? He's an aardvark.
Is he?
I love this. Mm-hmm. And the reason I loved it is why I think many people, and I would imagine most of the audience is boys, because it's all fart jokes and puerile double entendres and stuff like that. And there's loads of jokes that actually, if you watch it now, it would have gone way over my head as a kid.
Yeah.
It's quite a bit like, I don't think it's massively funny watching it now, actually. I can see why I thought it was funny as a kid. But there's also bits now where I'm like, oh, that's like proper satire. But it's obviously lost on kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? They're not taking, or they're not treating kids as kids in this program, although it is silly stuff. But it's satire as well, isn't it? So they're not treating kids just as kids. It certainly wouldn't be made today, would it?
No, absolutely no chance, because everything about it is like probably what parents don't want their kids to watch, which is why it's great when you're a kid. And also the jokes are like just like close to the knuckle, and they're taking the piss out of people, and you're not allowed to take the piss out of people now, are you? So, no, I sound like an old man saying that, but like,
that's true.
It's not the kind of
they're taking the piss out of the royals as well, which I enjoy a lot. Yeah.
So it's presented. So it starts with like a comic kind of strip, and you see Round the Bend is essentially a comic book.
Yes. That
some young kid gets, and you kind of transport it into the comic book. And Round the Bend is a double meaning title.
Yeah.
It's a bit mad, like you've gone round the bend.
Like you're round the bend.
But also, it's essentially you get flushed down the toilet before this starts, and you're around the U bend and in the sewer, and you're presented, and you end up in a sewer where this show is presented by Doc Crook.
Doc Crook? And he's the kind of, he's the editor of this kind of video comic, isn't he? And he has rats who he's do his bidding for him,
it's
and that, don't
they? Forward, like, thinking, isn't it? I think it must have been one of those points where things were happening, you know what I mean? Like home videos and stuff like that. So they've tried to make a show that's as if a comic book, like a comic is becoming a new
comes to
thing.
Life, yeah,
like as if in the future you won't read comics, you'll watch videos and stuff like that, which is essentially true.
Which is YouTube.
Yeah. So instead of reading comic strips, you're actually watching little animated skits in between Doc Crook organizing these minions, these rats. Doc Crook, quite a finickety character.
Quite a violent crocodile. I know they're about. But he uses his tail to swat, I think is the only way that I can describe it. The rats.
Yeah.
It is. He also, at some point during the program, just announces that his wife's dead. First episode.
I think Doc Crook's quite a complicated character.
I think he is. I mean, he's down there in the sewers, and he's sitting there. He's wanting to edit this
he's
video.
He's quite smart. He's very well spoken.
He is. He's got rats who do his bidding. I mean, you'd think that he'd just be in his element, wouldn't he? But he's an angry fella, isn't he?
He's not satisfied with this.
he's not at all. He's not at all. But there you go. Complicated character for sure.
Also, so he's sitting behind a desk. You know, like like he's presenting,
like a newsreader or something.
Yeah, but then throughout the show, sometimes he's sitting on the desk, isn't he? And he's got very big,
very
puffy,
odd legs,
puffy legs.
he's got the legs of Brian May and Reeves and Mortimer, hasn't he? He's got the exact same legs as Brian May. But yeah, I mean, it is silly, but it is also, it's funny, isn't it? I mean, you've got to remember we what eight,
yeah,
when this would have been, it would have been exactly the stuff that we would have wanted to watch.
So it's very rapid. It's only on for 20 minutes, and in that 20 minutes, you've got about eight little, very quick cartoon strips that come and go, and they kind of just take the piss out of stuff that's on kids' TV channels. So they're not all, I remember some different ones that aren't all in this, but there is Wee Man.
Wee Man, I remember Wee
Man and the Masters of the Looniverse. And he's always got like toilet roll coming out of his pants and stuff like that. So it's this very puerile, taking the piss out of the stuff that we were watching anyway. And then these lot are saying, oh, that's so boring, that stuff.
But as a kid, I mean, subtly, it's exposing you to a different type of comedy, isn't it? It's got the toilet humour and stuff like that, which as a kid you lap up and because it's funny. But then it's also saying, oh, well, look at, you can take the mick out of these other things. Do you know the things that you watch on TV?
The stuff that you're watching. When watching it as a kid, you kind of laugh at the references.
Yes.
Automatically, like there's a sports report presented by David Cole-Mole, not David Coleman. And the thing is, he can't see the stuff that he's trying to report, so he gets it all wrong.
Which I enjoyed. I mean, my favorite one was the singing bins. they were dross, weren't they?
Dross. Every episode had a pop performance segment, and the first one is dross. At the time, the band Bross were absolutely massive, and all girls loved them. Like, again, I think the 99% of the viewers of this show would have been boys who would have thought, what a lasses like Bross. So they've got this dross.
Dross.
Three singing bins.
They're singing. I'm sure the next day at school there was people singing like the song that they were singing and stuff. You've wet your nappy and all this kind of stuff. I'm so unhappy. Do you know what I mean? It was just, it made us laugh. I liked that. It was funny. But like as a kid, do you know what I mean? I would have just lapped all this stuff up. But it's a different kind of humour than I would have seen elsewhere.
I don't think there's anything like this. Like,
no, it was like, have I got news for you with kids? Yeah. And obviously there's the Viz element. Yeah, like which is massive,
the graphics
think,
are a
it?
Bit like the Viz. Like the first sketch is called the Odd Bods. The Odd Bods or something like that. It's very Viz.
Buster Gonads without his balls.
So basically, some old woman has said, oh, no, my cat stuck up a tree. And this odd bod kid, who is so fat, he bounces around, goes, oh, I'll get him out of the tree. And he uses his arse to bounce himself up to the branch of the tree to get the cat, and then jumps down again and just flattens the woman on the way down and kills her. And that's the end.
I mean, it's like, so fast paced, isn't it? All the animation and stuff like that, it's really fast paced. But the other one that I really liked as well was like the skit on like B movies and stuff.
Yeah, that's amazing. I thought you would like that one.
Yeah, well, I love B movies as a kid, so it's got like the Vincent Price sort of voiceover and stuff like that, which I would have recognized as a kid. But yeah, and that was like Aardman, I think, who did that.
Yeah, Aardman did, because it's all claymation. And that's the false teeth. What's the name of it?
It's the false teeth from Beyond the Stars.
But actually, it's not. It's taking the piss out of B movies a bit. But there's no reason why this isn't actually just a good series. So the thing is a spaceship's come down, which you say is very toothy. It's the shape of a tooth, and it basically draws every set of false teeth out of its human's mouth and towards it in an attempt to take over the world with these teeth.
There's wonderful. Like,
there's actually,
I'd watch it.
It's actually a good premise.
Well, there's like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and stuff like that, isn't there? You know, very similar sort of premise. So, but yeah, I loved that. Like, and it looked class as well. I loved it. The claymation sort
of that was really good. It was all black and white, the graphics and all of that. So I think the guys who make this get all of their spoofs absolutely spot on, like the spoof the cartoons of the time and get it right, the spoof these 1950s B movies and get it right, the spoof news reports and News Round with John Craven, where they have, quite like that. It was with John Potatoes News Round, and all the John news Potato. Was about potatoes.
it was about a mad woman on the loose who was mashing potatoes.
It was mashing, basically just a human woman who was cooking potatoes.
But obviously from the perspective of the potato,
from a potato,
she's a mad
perspective,
woman.
She was a murderer. I just thought that was great.
The other one that was good as well was the skit on that, like the Transformers one, wasn't it? It was useless objects in disguise.
Yeah, so it's Transformaloids. And yes. I always remember that because it's Optimus Slime, isn't it? And
That's right.
And they have Armadillotron or something instead of
Armadillotron, that's right, yeah.
Useless objects in disguise. And Optimus Slime tries to transform and he ends up being Armadillotron goes, aha, a lavatory brush.
I mean, it is funny stuff though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Is it, and as an 8-year-old kid, I mean, I would have been rolling around. Like I say, I've got definite memories the next day of people coming into school and talking about it and saying, did you see this? You know, it was.
I can only imagine parents would have not been happy about it being on.
You know, but then again, if you're a parent and, you know, there's some things that would go over kids' heads and stuff like that, they might say, oh, just keep it on. You know, I'll find this quite entertaining.
I think it was probably one of those that was a little bit like, well, normally you've got very safe stuff, haven't you? And this was kind of very adult, aimed towards kids, but with an adult sensibility, I think, which I think is great. And when you're a kid, you appreciate that, don't you? You like that stuff.
Well, you don't want to be threat as a kid, do you? You want to be.
And also, there's lots of royal jokes.
You want to be threat with a bit of respect.
Margaret Thatcher jokes, there's royal jokes. There's also, I quite like the rat Lucchetti Bruschetti. Quite like him. The artist guy.
And
then there's the female one. Can't remember her name, but the female rat who's like the really wants to be a proper reporter, who's obviously a piss take of Janice Street Porter, I think.
Yes.
And she's like wanting to break ground and get exclusives and goes up through the toilet of Tony Robinson, who's in the bath.
Taking a shower. Is she called Jemiah Wellington Green? I think that's what she's called. So, yes, she's like an investigative reporter or whatever.
Definitely a Janice reporter pistol because she's like two parts.
Yeah, she's got the glasses and that, I'm sure.
But it's quite good that.
And shall we save the teeth? Has Janice Treeporter got the teeth of a rat?
I don't know, but this rat had very prominent teeth.
Because it's a rat.
But then, I think that bit was nice because all of a sudden you've got somebody who's actually quite a famous comedy human popping up in the middle of the show for about 30 seconds, doing a really kind of over-the-top bath scrub and then flushes her back down the toilet again. Like, it's fun, I think. It's good.
It is. When was the maid married in?
That would have been the same time.
Yeah, I loved that as a kid. I absolutely loved that Maid Marian thing.
That was good. And there was one more thing that I thought was good. I remember, not on this one, but they had a spoof Thundercats called Thunderpants, I think it was.
Yeah.
Where they used to always just fart in their little briefs.
In their little briefs.
But the one other bit on this was called Cosmic Comprehensive, which is a very random thing to spoof now because it's not popular and it's not a massive thing. But I used to love Galaxy High, and this was obviously
a British. Do you know why? Because it was mint.
It was fucking brilliant, wasn't it?
I love Galaxy High. It was aliens
and
yes,
a sex alien. There was a sex alien. spaceships and all that. But this was obviously like a British. It was almost like Fawlty Towers did Galaxy High. I thought it was good.
Yeah. No, I love Galaxy High. It was one of those ones that seemed to be a little bit elusive as a kid. I used to catch it every now and then type thing. A bit like Batfink. You know, it seemed to have its own sort of time slot or whatever. Yeah. It would either be on like early in the morning sometimes. Stuff like that. But yeah, I love Galaxy High. That was class. The other bit that I liked is Ricky 8.
What was Ricky 8? Which is obviously
a send-up of the Rocky films, where we see. Yeah.
And again, great animation or great.
Great, yeah. We also see a naked from behind Ricky, which I don't think you'd definitely not get away with in the kids' program now, would you? Wait, it's like a basically a long training montage of him getting fit and stuff like that. With a Sylvester Stallone voice on over
but
the
like
top.
We said when we did Rocky, like there was a period in the 80s when everything had somebody pretending to be Rocky on it or taking the piss out of Rocky. Like everything did.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the whole lead up to it is that he's training to open a bottle of sauce for his family or whatever.
And he still can't do it.
Still can't do it. So, yeah, I mean, for 20 minutes or whatever, we've just talked for 20 minutes about
well, yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, because there's something every 2 minutes. There's like another sketch like every 2 minutes or whatever. I think it's great. And like I said, the main thing for me is when we were that age was just like it felt like you were being a bit naughty watching it because it was a bit rude.
Yeah.
It was a lot of like toilet humor and they were taking the piss out of stuff. And even like, you know, when we were kids, you couldn't escape like Margaret Thatcher and the royals, they were everywhere, weren't they? Like more so than they are now. I think those, well, maybe not right now, but in general, couldn't escape. Like royals were much more of a thing and Margaret Thatcher was everywhere. And it's easy to take the piss out of Boris Johnson now. And the royals are in this.
But there wouldn't be a children's TV program.
Exactly. The kids' TV program wouldn't go into that territory. And this was the first thing that I think did that. And it kind of made all of that when you watch the news as a kid, which is boring. You could watch the news and like have a little chuckle because you'd seen this and stuff. I think it was
definitely
more accessible.
Like I say it, you know, they definitely wouldn't make it now. It's a very brave thing to do, I think. But ultimately, it's just funny and it still made me laugh. So,
I was just thinking, oh shit. Like, I can't remember this being like this, but I was still laughing at it while I was watching it.
Yeah. I mean, I was sitting laughing at the thing. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, we can tweet the link out. It's on YouTube. Like, I don't think it exists anywhere else. It's not like you can buy the DVDs of it or anything. But the episodes.
There was a game for the Spectrum, I think.
I think I had it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to love this. And there was a comic came out, and I think there was only one issue of the comic. And I definitely had it. But I don't think it would have been worth anything now because nobody knows what the show is. But I definitely had that issue of the comic because I loved this so much when it was on.
You say that, but your brother's probably Nick Nattani.
The bastard. If he has, at least we know, Daniel, you've got it in a plastic sleeve and it'll be very
safe. He's got it. Sign it away. That's what he's doing.
Right, so...
Of course you're not, Daniel, man. What are you joking?
I've got a quiz for you, Brett.
Ooh. So I'm ready to be asked. Ask away.
So it's about puppets, TV puppets.
Oh, no.
Because this was a show presented by a TV puppet. So basically, Brett, what I've done right is I've had a little Google and I put TV puppet quiz in.
Right. Can I just say that I think you might have already done a TV puppet quiz. Not so you might, are you sure? Because you hadn't copied it before. You used your own mind to do the last one, did you?
What I've done is I've took inspiration from what I read and made my own version. It wasn't a quiz, actually. It was just a list. So in 2015, the Metro newspaper did a list of the top 20 telly puppets of all time. I don't know what to base it on.
Is the greatest of the newspapers, isn't it? Because you can get on a bus.
Yeah, or a metro. It's on the floor. You can just pick it up.
People just chuck them everywhere.
It's got the horoscopes. So what I've done is the top 10. I've taken the top 10. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three descriptive words of that puppet.
Okay.
And you've got to tell me what you think that puppet is. Which one is it?
Okay, yes. Right, so, yes, I'm engaged.
And let's think, right, it's the top 10 puppets of all time, so you know these. They're not obscure. So my descriptions hopefully help you on the way to naming said puppets. Let's go. It's
okay,
number 10.
Let's go.
Two male housemates.
Can I just say that you froze then, and all I could hear was.
I didn't freeze. I just took ages to say it. Two male housemates.
Two male housemates. Well, that is the maximum amount of housemates that you're allowed, I think, isn't it? Male ones. I'm sorry, I don't know who this is. Can you give us another clue?
They're on Sesame Street.
Bert and Ernie.
Yes, it's them. They're number 10.
I love Bert and Ernie. They sleep in the same bed and that, don't they? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good lad.
Yeah, no wrong with that. No wrong
number
with that.
Number 9. This isn't like a sentence like two male housemates. This is just three words. Pajamas. Okay. Drip. Old.
Pajamas drip old. I'm sorry.
Number 9. I don't know how many. I think there must have been some fucking ancient people in this poll who voted this twat as a number 9.
Pajamas. I don't know any one in pajamas.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Not a banana. So it rules bananas out.
Oh, I know them. Is it the bananas?
It's not. It's Andy Pandy. Crap. In fact, you see, you get a point.
The problem there, Cliff, is that I wasn't born in the 60s.
That's what I said, old.
Or even if I was, I wouldn't remember. I'd have to be born in, say, the 50s.
I said old, no, so that was what that was for.
Yeah.
Right. Number 8. Little red. Bit of a headache.
What? Little red. Bit of a headache. I've got no idea.
Girl's favourite.
Oh, Elmo.
It is Elmo, yeah.
Why has he got a headache?
Well, he gives you a headache. He never fucking shuts up. He's talking about something.
But he hasn't got a headache. Your descriptions are terrible.
Well, let's see. Well, let's get to the end and he can tell us.
All right, then.
Number 7. Absolute Blue Legend.
Is it the Cookie Monster?
It is the Cookie Monster.
Yeah, you got that one.
Okay.
He is good, the Cookie Monster.
I fucking love him. Absolutely love him.
Who's better, Animal or the Cookie Monster?
Definitely the Cookie Monster. Animal's got no crack. Cookie Monster, at least you can have a conversation with him. He might just be talking about cookies, but at least you can hang out with him.
And the thing about the Cookie Monster is he never realizes they don't actually go down his throat. he just chucks them all over the place.
I also like how he confuses anything round for a cookie.
he's not, I'll tell you, he's not my favorite Sesame Street character. So I hope there's more on the list.
But even though his eyes just go mental all the time.
Well, there's two I prefer over over him.
Oh, the two
is there any more Sesame Streets? Is there any more Sesame Streets on the list?
I can't remember.
Well, I prefer, right, the one that lives in the bin.
Oscar, Grouch. He's not in it.
He's not in it. But the best one is Count Von Count.
Because he's
met.
Have you ever seen his
Vaughn
shoes?
Vaughn! Two! And that's all he does.
Have you seen his shoes ever?
Have I seen his shoes? has he got legs?
Yeah,
similar
I think
to
that's
this
one
crocodile?
Of the things that I always love about any of these puppets, when every now and then they show you their legs. I can't get enough of it. I could watch. I could watch.
Like sometimes you would see Kermit's legs, and they were a bit off-putting, weren't they, Kermit's legs?
And you know, like on Sooty and that, when you all of a sudden you'd see they'd be out and about in a later
trotting
one.
Legs.
They'd be like wandering around. You think, oh, hang on. You don't have legs. I know how you work.
Who are you trying to convince?
Who are you trying to fool? Anyway, we might get on to him later. Number six. This is the sixth best TV puppet of all time. Posh, Demanding Fox.
Posh, Demanding Fox. Basil?
It is Basil Brush. Well done.
Yes. Once was a manager on Fantasy Football.
Yes, he was, and it was fucking brilliant when he was on there.
Yeah, it was class.
Number five, Overbearing Pig Lass.
Well, it's got to be Miss Piggy, hasn't it?
I was throwing you some.
Do you quite like Miss Piggy? Do you think she's quite attractive?
I would happily succumb to her, if that's what you mean.
I think so as well. I mean, it's very odd that she fancies a frog. But there you go. I mean, whatever. I always quite like Miss Piggy, me.
Number four, Squeaky Little Dog.
Squeaky Little Dog. I'm going to say Spit, just because I love Spit the Dog.
Spitty Little Dog, wouldn't it?
It would have. I just wanted to say Spit the Dog because I know he's not on the list. And he should be. He should be on the list, shouldn't he, Spit the Dog?
It's just
because if a man can spit and pretend it's a puppet, that's a one. That's just wonderful. I mean, that is a Romanian man's dream, isn't it?
Right. Number three, Philip Schofield's mate.
Gordon the Gopher.
Yeah, well, this goes to show how wrong this poll is, doesn't it? Gordon the Gopher, number three.
He was quite squeaky, wasn't he?
Didn't do anything, though, did he? Just fucking squeaked.
He squeaked.
He was dope.
That's all he did, aye.
Anyway, number two. Let's see if I can read this. Suspiciously. Mm-hmm. Herbert Sauce. That can't be right, can it?
It's a bit suspiciously Herbert Sauce.
I think that's a pet joke.
What is this? What is this Herbert Sauce? Where can I get it?
I mean, it's got to be Kermit. That
from Herbert, I assume.
Number two's got to be Kermit. Because number one isn't Kermit.
You've got the fucking answers in front of you.
I haven't got the answers. I didn't write them down.
Well, why not?
I thought I already did it an hour ago. I thought I'd remember.
So the clue is suspiciously Herbert Sauce.
Suspiciously, this is it. A suspiciously heartfelt singer. Surprisingly heartfelt singer. That's what it's.
Not suspiciously Herbert Sauce.
No. A surprisingly heartfelt singer. Who could it be?
A surprisingly heartfelt singer. I'll go for Orville the Duck.
No, it's Kermit the Frog.
Oh, fucking hell. Surely that description could apply to Orville as well.
Could, yeah, but he's not very good, is he? Cuddles would be
he's
there.
He's suspicious. But... he's suspicious, though, isn't he?
Does he have any moving parts?
His neck, his head rotates.
That's it.
That's
and then
it.
His bottom beak.
Yeah, I think he'd be better if he spat at people.
Well, almost everyone would be.
Every puppet would be better if it spat
right.
at you.
Number one, a stupid orange prick.
A stupid orange prick. This is the best. Number one.
Of course, apparently, according to the fucking Metro readers of 2015. And you know what the problem with this poll is? The Metro readers. Yeah. They're idiots on public transport, aren't they? They shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Well, I'm going to go for Cuddles the Monkey. He's probably
a Me Too fucking suspect. it's Sooty, isn't it? Doesn't even fucking do anything.
Sooty's rubbish, though. So
doesn't do anything.
Cuddles the Monkey's better, isn't he?
Of course he is, yeah. Well, I've got a good mind to write the Metro and complain about this 7-year-old.
I think you should. I don't know what the people on public transport are thinking, to be quite honest.
I mean, think of the puppets that have been left out. Uh-huh.
Think of the puppets that have been left out of that list.
Skeksis.
The Skeksis. That's Yoda, isn't it?
What do the Skeksis do? Still Frank Oz.
He's just rehashing the same thing.
Oz will work you out, you dead bastard.
That's what they do, isn't it? The Skeksis. Yes. But so they've left out the Skeksis. That's all we can remember. Who else? Mac and me.
Well, Ed the Duck's not in it, is he?
Ed the Duck.
I don't think they Howard count the Duck. I don't think the Skeksis count because they're like in a film, aren't they? They're not like.
Oh, so we're not allowed films.
It's telly. Ed the Duck could be in it, but he's not. Right. Little Frank. Do you think Little Frank should be in it?
Little Frank. Definitely. There's low the Pob. What about Pob? Is Pob a puppet?
I think so. It's not real.
Pob was I don't know if you thought this, but I thought Pob was a little bit disturbed.
Well, I wasn't allowed to watch Pob because my dad didn't like him spitting on the telly.
No, he's a bit disturbed.
Well, Pob. I was allowed to watch it, but my dad made it known, and quite rightly, that he thought was not on that behaviour.
Yeah. I think Pob had, you know, behavioural problems. That's all I can say about Pob.
He did, yeah.
Yeah. And he used to attach strings to stuff, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't even know what the point of that show was. It was one of those programs like fucking Blue Peter that kids don't actually want to watch.
Or like, that's something that I wanted to do. Why don't you? Why don't you?
I'm not asked about that either. I don't want to watch other kids.
Why don't you? Why don't you do this when you're off? Why don't you attach strings and pegs to stuff when you're off on the holidays? Because I want to sniff glue, Cliff.
So I don't know if you read, but the Round the Bend creators went on to create the show Hangar 17. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
It's presented by the Geordie Mickey Hutton.
The Geordie Mickey Hutton. No, what's that?
Google it.
I will. I'll have to have a look. I might have seen it. I didn't.
Well, you will have.
I just don't know what it is. Hangar 17.
Anyway, well done on the quiz. You got almost everything right.
I got everyone right. Should we abandon it now?
Well, we've got one thing left to say, and we've got some music, haven't we?
We do have some music. Yes, we certainly do. We've got Mild Horses with Failing Upwards. Yes, from the new album Ignorance to Enlightenment and Back Again, and it's very shoegazy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's great. I really like it. So I hope everyone else does. Thank you for listening. Go and watch Round the Bend, and we'll be back with you for the next episode. Cheers. See you later.
Toodles.
Bye. After
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.